Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts yesterday was talking about how the way things sit now, it looks like we're going to go ahead and go into martial law, start World War III with Iran, and just the total end of the country, total Nazi Germany, in his words. We could avert that. The hubris could fail. They are blowing all their credibility right now, but they still have the momentum as the global crime syndicate moves forward. The BATF, I see it every couple of days, is running around arresting people for having too much ammo, too many guns. No laws broke. This guy, they said, was delusional. He believed there was a global government and the global economy was on the verge of collapsing. So he just got a little concerned, warned a few neighbors, and they thought, oh, arrest him. Secret police, just America. We've got all this other news on the economy, on so much. I'm going to be throwing this out at Luke Radowski. I was going to have him on for the full hour, but I didn't know he was at a 9/11 Truth meeting, getting us ready for next week. Starts on Friday, runs through the next Tuesday. The biggest 9/11 Truth convergence ever in New York City. If you ever go to one 9/11 convergence, 9/11 Truth event, this is it. There's so much news we're going to be covering this hour. Luke, it's always great to have you up with us. You're doing a great job organizing all this at wearechange.org and dronesreport.com. We have the itineraries posted. Thank you for coming on, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me, Alex. It's always a pleasure being on your show.
How is stuff shaping up right now for the 6th anniversary?
Oh, man, it's historic. It's really looking big. It's really looking huge. We have great venues like Webster Hall, New World Stage is one of the best nightclubs here in New York City, and it's going to be a huge event. Everything is all come together perfectly. We just booked M1, Dead President. And Dead Presidents are going to be a big part of this event. They're going to be performing both nights on the Sunday.
Now, how did you know that? I mean, the Dead Presidents are huge. How did you get them? So obviously, they're 9/11 truthers. That's news in and of itself. Tell me about it.
One thing you do, you just reach out to as many people as you can, and you never know who knows who. Everybody knows somebody, and that's why we have to educate as many people as we can, because you never know who you will meet that will know somebody important. My good friend Dan and Rob from Long Island, they actually helped me get in touch with another person. I got in touch with another person. I got in touch with another person. And then we just found out they were 9/11 truthers, and they want to be a big part of this. And, yeah, M1, Dead President, he's going to be there. He's going to be performing. He's going to be speaking. And this is really huge, and it's really going to be a huge, momentous opportunity.
Yeah, Aaron Dykes here in the office is big. That's his favorite band.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, Dead Presidents, I mean, they're one of the greatest revolutionary bands out there. And it's going to be amazing having them perform with artists like Mortal Technique. At the end of Endgame, it's going to be amazing, man.
Yeah. Now, Endgame. People keep asking me where it's going to be. I mean, I'm not from New York, so I'm ignorant about a lot of things. Where is Endgame premiering?
Endgame is going to be premiering Sunday, September 9th here at Webster Hall, and it's going to be premiered with family members, rescue workers speaking. We're going to have Daniel Sanjata, Christine Ebersole speak. We're also, another person that we just booked is the guitarist from Duran Duran, Warren Cotillo. He's also going to be there. He's also going to be performing some Duran Duran hits.
Wow.
And, yeah, man, it's really shaping to be something historic and momentous, and this is really going to be one of the biggest 9/11 Truth conferences ever. It's going to be a milestone. It's going to be one of the historic moments in history. And after that, we're going to have, you know, of course, your premiere. I can't wait to see Endgame out. I heard so much good stuff about it. I mean, I think it's going to be head-on. I think it's going to be one of your best.
By the way, you got to tell me if you want it in DV cam, high def, if you want it in just on the DVD. You need to let my guys know, if we're getting down to the wire, what formats to bring it on.
Any formats would be good. You can bring a mini DVD. You can bring a DVD. We'll make sure any arrangements are met with whatever you need. But it's going to be at Webster Hall. It's a huge, huge venue. It's one of the greatest nightclubs in New York City. The place fits about 3,000 people, and it's a huge, amazing, you know, venue.
Well, stay there, my friend. Stay there. I also want to talk about when you and others, you and Fody, confronted Bloomberg. That footage is incredible. Luke Radowski's our guest. Stay with us.
Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's some questions up on the PrisonPlanet.com message board. We have a section where you can ask me live questions on air. I've got a question here asking if I'm going to have a live feed in New York City. I'm going to have the best of both worlds. We're going to have Bob Dacey Monday and Tuesday while I'm out of town in New York sitting in studio. And then we're just going to have different guests from 9/11 Truth scheduled at Aaron Dykes and Trey Kincaid. Aaron's actually going, but Trey Kincaid is going to be scheduling. I'll be calling in with several reports a day during speeches that are during the show. We'll carry some of those, and kind of Bob Dacey is going to be master of ceremonies, you know, covering and carrying all that. And I appreciate Bob coming into the studio to do that. Just really a fabulous person and a great talk show host in his own right. So that's coming up that next Monday and Tuesday. We have another couple questions here. Well, there's quite a few of them that are dealing with the events up in New York. If you just go to wearechange.org, folks, or jonesreport.com also has the itinerary, you can find out the schedule of events. Let's run through those, Luke. And I want to talk about some of the confrontations you guys have had in the last few weeks, just continuing to up the bar on guerrilla journalism, ambush journalism, confrontation of these killers and these people that have become accessories after the fact for covering up the crimes of 9/11. Break down, though, for people just the basic itinerary, the basic roster we're talking about here, the program.
Well, it's a five-day-long event, and we're starting off Friday where we're going to do a speed action outside the Consul on Foreign Relations, and then we're going to move around all of Manhattan, all through the major media stations that are covering up and are not covering the truth behind 9/11. Saturday, we're going to do a big speed action out at Ground Zero, and then later that night, we'll all come to Times Square. And Sunday is going to be a big event, also a big street action outside Union Square. And then right after that street action, we're going to go a couple blocks away to Webster Hall. And that's where we're going to have the premiere event game. That's where we're going to have family members. That's where we're going to have Rusty Workers speak. And that's where we're going to have the musical performances from N1, most likely also Immortal Technique. And after that day is over, we're going to move on to Monday. Monday, we're all going to meet 12 noon in Manhattan, and we're going to spread out all throughout the city. So there's a truth on every block in New York City, and we're going to be giving out flyers, we're going to be giving out DVDs to people, and after that, we're going to move to New World Stages, which is located right next to Times Square, where we're going to have the premiere of Loose Change Final Cut, and then we're going to have a whole bunch of, we're going to have the whole truth community, we're going to have a whole bunch of theaters, and we're going to have a whole bunch of different speakers and different places going on at the same time. This is also where we're going to have our musical performances. This is also going to be the truth stop performances with the musical performances that are going to be going on there at New World Stages. After that day is over, we're all going to be there on 9/11. We're all going to be there at Ground Zero with a peaceful vigil. It's not a protest. It's not a demonstration. It's a peaceful vigil. It's there. We're going to be there with our shirts. We're going to be there with family members. We're going to be there with rescue workers, showing the world that the truth community won't be silenced, that we will stand up for truth and justice, and we will stand up with some of the people who were affected by 9/11. And that's one thing we're trying to show. And after that day is over, we're going to move all around through the city and then have a gathering at Judson Church. And after that day is over, I think there's going to be one set of history books, because this is going to be a huge event. A lot of good things are coming for us. I can't explain how big this is going to be, man.
Now let's shift gears. WeAreChange.org, you came up with the concept. And it's now, people have started their own chapters all over the country, Luke. And I'm just really excited about the success it's having, because that's what I've always said. We need more groups, more organizations, that are unified in our ideas, but that are individualistic in our attack patterns and our actions. That makes us unstoppable. Break down some of the stuff you've been doing in New York, and then some of the other incredible videos that we've been posting at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and everywhere, but that you can see all of them at WeAreChange.org. But let's start with that Bloomberg from a few weeks ago, because I didn't give us the attention it needed. I mean, I finally watched the whole thing last week, and it was incredible. You were right up against him. You had cops trying to tell you no, and you just said, no, I'll do what I want, and they didn't arrest you, and it just because they didn't want to have that incident, and it shows most people would have cowered. I mean, it's all about having the huevos to just take action and to stop bowing down to this scum, and I just am in love with what you guys are doing. It's just wonderful, so break that down.
Yeah, it's all about being the change you want to see in this world. I mean, the New World Order, the elite, the politicians, the mainstream media, they have changed our lives for the worse. So it's our time to change their lives back. And that's what we're doing. We're confronting them. We're speaking truth to power. And that's what it's about. And that's what we've been doing here. And that's what we've been starting chapters all over the United States. And it's also going international now with a chapter in UK. My good friend Tolstoy is starting up right now.
The Netherlands.
Yeah, it's all about being the change you want to see in this world, and it's all about setting up these truth squads. Wherever these corrupt politicians, wherever the corrupt New World Order elite go, we have to be there. We have to make them understand that they can't walk out on the street without being, told the truth about what they did and how what they're doing wrong. And that's what it's about. And that's what we did to Bloomberg. And we had a tremendous effect on Bloomberg, because right after we confronted him, Bloomberg made a public statement about the camera ban. And he said, because of public outrage, the camera ban's not going to go into effect, and they're revising it right now.
We should really do an article explaining that we had a big victory over that, and that they've even put out a press release now saying, look, if it's First Amendment, it's different. See, they were trying to misinterpret, though, claiming everything was entertainment, and under the Film Commission's auspices, now they're backing off. We need to have copies of that, though. You need to get it posted on Jones Report, Prison Planet, and I know it's up on We Are Change, the basic rule changes, so we can stick it in the cops' faces when they try to say, turn our cameras off.
Exactly.
This is America. They're going to try to tell people during demonstrations and rallies and just on the streets we can't have cameras while they're cramming cameras down our throats?
Yeah, we the American people, we will not stand for that. We will stand for truth and justice. And Bloomberg, for proposing that idea, he got confronted and he got exposed. I mean, that video is going all over the internet, and I suggest people check it out.
By the way, he looks embarrassed. He looks angry. I mean, you can tell. I mean, I've never seen Bloomberg look like this. I mean, this is cinematic. Up-close video of Bloomberg turning red, looking embarrassed. He looks like he knows he's scum. I cannot believe. I've never seen. But I tell you what, I don't like Bloomberg. But I actually got more respect for him now because he shows he's not fake. It's like you see him, you actually see he's really a person. I'm not saying good or bad. He's obviously bad. But Giuliani, it's a fake penguin smile. Bush would do that. Hillary would do that. But not Bloomberg. He looks like a. I mean, did you notice that difference?
Exactly. One thing that it's not really in the video, but people really didn't notice. But I was there. He got off on the wrong stop. He was supposed to get off on the 79th Street. He wasn't supposed to transfer to another train. He transferred.
Oh no! You were listen, Luke. You were getting to him big time.
Exactly. You see,
I mean, describe what happened. I mean, walk through it.
I mean, it was an amazing day. We were just out there doing just basic outreach, just talking to people, educating people, and then we see Bloomberg just walking by us.
Let me just stop you. That's always what happens to me. Anytime I go out with a camera anywhere, incredible things have always popped up, and it's always instinctive, or like even in my spirit when I'm supposed to go out and do something. It's the same thing with you guys. Every time you go out, gold happens, because I'm telling you, the force is with you. Go ahead.
It's the spirit, man. And
exactly.
He walked by us, and I saw him, I was like, oh, man. This was incredible. When I saw him going to something, I just started following him. I got my camera out, and the police were really rough with us. They were really, just pushing us. The security were pushing us until we kind of pushed back. I kind of pushed back, and I scared the guy off. He didn't know what to do. This tall dude, he was twice as big as me. Twice.
He looked about 6'8", 320 pounds.
Yeah, he was shoving me, pushing me around, and then I got mad, and then I finally just shoved him, and he got scared. I just went through all the train tracks. And they try to get they said that they were going to arrest me for just walking through a train. And I was like,
yeah, he says it over.
That?
He says it over and over again.
Yeah, I was like, can I see your badge? And he's like, no. And as soon as he said no, I just started talking to Bloomberg because it's relevant. If somebody doesn't show me a badge, somebody doesn't show me the right, forget it. And I just started, just talking.
Well, that's
to
what
Bloomberg.
I do is I just ignore him. Yeah.
Yeah, and Bloomberg was listening. Bloomberg heard every word I said.
Well, you were 3 feet from him. You got close-ups of his head.
Yeah, and you saw it getting to him. You saw him getting red.
And there were like, how many of you in the train car? Because you're from all angles hitting him.
Yeah, there was about 5 of us in the train car, but then other people joined in us. People we didn't even know in the same train just joined up, just had a camera, took it out, and just started joining with us.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's what it's about. And it was a beautiful feeling seeing him just turn red, feel bad.
Because that's why he got scared and concerned, because he realized everybody knows they're criminals. Everybody hates them. Just like Ceaușescu, they know it.
Yes, the atmosphere on the subway was amazing. I mean, people took out their cell phones and started taking video on their cell phones just of the whole confrontation themselves. I mean, people were just quiet and were just listening, and some people even joined in. It was a beautiful, amazing feeling, and he felt it. You saw him turn red, and he got so nervous. He actually went to switch trains, and they tried to kick me off the train until I jumped up, and I had to push that big, tall dude, that big, tall security guy.
Look, it's pure gold, Luke. It's legendary.
He wasn't supposed to switch trains. He got off the wrong stop. He was supposed to stay on that train and get off 79th. He never got off 79th. He switched trains, got off the wrong stop, and when he went outside, he started actually crossing streets illegally, running. Like, and we didn't catch that on our video.
The wicked flip.
Yeah, and then his security thug was like, we gave you this. I was like, you didn't give me nothing because it's my right to do this. And that's what we have
that's
to
do. That's right. You work for us, scum. You're not authorities. You're not officials. You're servants.
Exactly, and that's what I told him. You serve us. We don't serve you. And he just couldn't say nothing. That's why he didn't say nothing. Because
well, he looks right at the camera, though, and it's like he's nodding, and he turns red.
He turns red because he knows he's wrong. Another thing he did that I talked to him about.
And you know what? He deserves it. He tried to ban free speech in New York. He tried to ban cameras. He's doubled the cops. He's unleashed all these goons, and he knows it. Stay there, Luke Radowski. You have done well. When we get back, we're going to continue with some of the other daring raids taking place in the Big Apple, New World Order Central, and across major cities and small towns from Houston to Seattle to Austin, Texas, and Dallas, Kansas City, Minneapolis, Minnesota, The Hague in the Netherlands, London, England.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 31st, 2007. Gold is at $673.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $695.13, $342.95 for half, $171.48 for quarter. That's $695.13, $342.95, and $171.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Well, die a miracle.
back. 6th anniversary, hard to believe, 6 years since the New World Order carried out that black op in New York and D.C., brought us into two wars, about to be a third, destroyed the Bill of Rights and Constitution, built concentration camps, openly announced it. By the way, there's confusion. On the message board, or was it on a dig comment? I forget. No, it was a YouTube video somebody made, that's right. Because I watch some of this stuff for entertainment sometimes. I actually like being attacked. It's kind of sick because it's always so funny. But this wasn't funny because the guy was claiming I was racist and didn't like Mexicans. And he took out of context me yelling and screaming about the La Reconquistas that call themselves La Raza and say that they hate gringos and want to take down America. And that's a 20-30% of these Mexicans coming into the country hate this country. I mean, they'll tell you. Me talking about their racism isn't racism. Let's get that straight. I want Hispanics to have good lives and happy children and make lots of money, and I want black people and white people. You see, I'm into everybody doing good. I believe what comes around goes around. I believe in reap what you sow. I don't believe in the classic Vedic karma, you know, karma in the next life or whatever, karma and reincarnation. But I do believe in instant karma, folks. I believe it works that way. But that's really reap what you sow. And they play this clip of me going, from the show going, you know, if you come into Mexico out of Guatemala, they put you in a concentration camp. And the guy laughs and puts this text on screen saying I'm making it up and it's all propaganda. I just thought of that when I was talking about concentration camps. The British invented concentration camps about 250 years ago. They used them in Scotland and they used them in the U.S. and they used them in India, Africa, Latin America, and it's just where you put old towns of people in camp cities, and then you control them. A death camp is what you're thinking of. See, when I say concentration camp, that's exactly what FEMA admits they're building. Families, whole groups of people, whole towns behind wire. You're thinking of a death camp. I didn't say the Mexicans are running death camps. See, you're ignorant. But no, they take you for about 6 months if you're caught sneaking in, and they put you to work usually in a quarry busting rocks, and you live in these open-air cages with mosquitoes biting you. That's been on the news. See, but I've been down there and driven by the prisons in Yucatan. You are ignorant. You're ignorant about your own country because it was a Reconquista putting it up. All right, I'm already digressing. The point is that Mexico does do that. You sneak in there illegally. I mean, everybody knows that. What do you think? Are you saying Mexican cops aren't corrupt and aren't brutal and don't extort money? Because the guy was saying I was a liar on the web. Okay, side issue. This is a short segment, Luke. I'm going to bring you back because I want to get more into how people ensure they get to go to all these events. Of course, there's all the big public ones out in the streets, and then there's the events that are obviously limited to 3,000 people, but I don't think we should have a problem. There should be plenty of room for everybody, but if you want to guarantee that, go to wearechange.org and secure that. We also have the itinerary up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. But, Luke, what are some of the other confrontations and other actions you guys have been carrying out in New York the last few weeks?
We have so many videos that we didn't even release yet. I mean, it's kind of sad because we're so tied down and busy organizing everything. I'm also going to school full-time right now.
I know the feeling. I would tell you to quit school.
I don't know. It's a decision I'm going to have to make soon. But we just confronted Obama a couple of days ago. We have new video confrontations of Joe Biden, Bill Richardson. We have so many video confrontations that we still didn't release yet. And we're going to start releasing them soon. And it's so amazing. It's so powerful to see what one person, what one patriot journalist could do. And we're just trying to motivate as many people as we can out there in the United States that we could do what we want. We could be the change we want to see in this world. All we have
and
to
folks,
do is want it.
Exactly. Folks, you can call yourselves an InfoWars.com InfoWarrior. You can call yourself a We Are Changer. I'm a We Are Changer. The We Are Changers are InfoWarriors. That's why I've been supporting this group since its foundation just 6 months ago or so, is because I know it's headed by somebody who's good, Luke Radowski. Unfortunately, most groups aren't, let's just say the leadership is lacking. Luke's got the right spirit, and all of you that have that spirit of liberty and freedom and who love justice, you need to form your own groups. I don't care what you call it. Just take action now. And if you want to put on the mantle of an info warrior or a changer, it doesn't matter. We are bringing change against the enemy. They want to change our world for the worse. We want to change it for the better. and the battle is joined. Let's talk about some of the other We Are Change and other InfoWarrior actions across the country with Luke Radowski on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 1-800-317-9547.
The 6th anniversary of the Black Op attacks of 9/11 approaches. A direct attack on the heart of the United States, on the heart of our industrial and economic center, New York, Manhattan, the island, the peninsula, to be technical. And we're taking it back. There's that mother who lost her child out there, and that classic clip they put up on the web. What was it, the Truth Action Group? She's out there and she says, they took my son and they used him. They took his name, and I'm taking it back. And it's not hatred you hear in her voice. It's strength. It's literally spiritual power. Just saying, I'm taking it back. I'm taking what's mine back. It doesn't belong to you. And we all need to just suck it up. Just take it back. Take your strength back. Take your honor back. Take your will back. Take your courage back. Take it back. You understand what I'm saying out there? Take the will back. Take the initiative back. Take the moral authority back. And then get on the field and say, you wanted a fight, you got one. You wanted to go head up against this, You got it, neocons, New World Order, globalists. We don't have a choice. We might as well just get it on 110% all the way and enjoy ourselves while we're doing it. Now, don't take my anger and my rage as hatred, because it's not hatred. It's more just like founts from the very foundation of humanity, our entire species, everything it is, burning with a desire for liberty, an all-encompassing fire that burns and energizes the soul. We'll take a few calls for Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change, 20 years old and fighting the New World Order. I don't know, since he was 15, 16 when the cops beat him up, he Googled police state and found my police state videos, and his journey began. Luke, continuing, my friend, recap again what the events are in New York, how people get involved, how they secure themselves a place at the Endgame or Loose Change Final Cut premieres and the other events.
There's 5 days of street actions, 3 days of events. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is all their events. Reserve your tickets online right now. Buy tickets online at wearechange.org. Get them. They may sell out. They probably will sell out at the door. So get them. Reserve them if you definitely want to see. It's going to be one of the biggest. It's going to be a historic moment. And, you know, it's really going to mark 6 years. 6 years of lies, of murder, of torture, of horrible, despicable things that we have to change, that we need to change. And that we are going to change on this sixth anniversary, and we're going to make the world right. And that's what it's about. And hopefully we have a projected goal of raising at least $100,000 for the first responders for the John Feelgood Foundation, which we want to help out, which we're doing for. It's for the people who are dying. It's for the people who are sick. And that's why we all need to come together, help these people out, make the wrongs right. And that's why we all have to be here. I'm not 1107. We have to make history. We have to stand up for justice and truth before it's too late.
Absolutely, my friend. I want to go to Leon and Carlos and others that are holding that want to talk to you, Luke. But before we go any further, tell us about the specific street actions. I mean, frankly, if I'm flying three of my guys up, I can hardly afford it. I can't imagine what it's like, you know, just for average folks out there. I know just a few years ago, I mean, I probably couldn't even take my family to New York. I mean, that's how bad this economy is. What about for folks that live in New Jersey, wherever they're coming up for the day? They're coming down from upstate New York or out west, or they're coming in from the, you know, other areas into New York, just for the street actions that don't, you know, cost, because obviously the venues cost money, so you've got to charge. Tell us about the, you know, just the street actions and the main events again for those that don't have computers and are writing this down right now.
There's a street action Friday, 4:00 outside the Council on Foreign Relations. After that, we're going to go all throughout the city through major media entities like Fox 5, CNN, CBS. We're going to go in front of their studios and we're going to demand the truth. After that, the next day, Saturday, we're going to have a street action at Ground Zero from 12 to 4. After that's done, we're going to have another street action at Times Square from 6 all the way to the night on, as long as it takes. So we're going to be out there. And we ordered about 100,000 flyers. We're getting as many DVDs as we can, and we're going to litter New York City with truth, with informational placards. And
you're going to carpet bomb them with info war weapons. You're going to carpet bomb the city with truth.
Exactly, and that's what it's about. And if we're going to be out here, we're going to try to educate as many people as we can. We're going to try to affect as many people as we can, because you never know what mind you could change. We may, you know, some people say we may not change the world, but if you change the world in one person's view, we've done enough. And that's enough for me. And that's why we all need to come to New York City, be a part of these street actions, be a part of these events, and take part. And again, all the information is available on wearechange.org. The whole schedule should be up there right now. Check it out and get all the information on there. And
I want to talk right now. I want to talk right now to the CENTCOM people and other propagandists listening. I know you mean you're Christian. You were recruited because you're mainline Baptist. You were brainwashed. You were filled full of propaganda. Your leaders are not Christian. They're manipulating you. You do all this evil censorship and all the evil surveillance and all the evil things you do because you believe you're defending America. The very people you work for are ending our country's sovereignty. They are killing the republic. They are killing our name. It is not an American American attribute to have our troops gunning down little Iraqi children in cold blood. And I demand that you repent of your evil in your spirit. You know you're involved in evil. Join us! You know you're drawn to join us. And it's not too late for people in government, police, military, CIA, FBI, even BATF. It is not too late for you, like Saul of Tarsus, to be knocked off your horse and to join us and to come over and join us. You know we're the good guys. You know we have the passion. You know we've got the love. And you know we've got the truth. Join us. Don't go along with this evil. Luke.
We have something that they won't have. They may have all the money. They may be in control of all the major media outlets. They may be in control of government. But we have two things that they don't have, and that's truth and that's love. And that's something they will never have unless they turn over to the right side, unless they turn over from hate to love. And that's what it's about. It's all about doing the right thing. It's all about helping out the first responders. It's all about educating people, reaching out to that one individual and changing that one individual's worldview and putting truth in their lives. And that's why I'm a part of this movement, because we are putting truth and love into people. And that's what it's about. It's not about selling stuff. It's not about getting famous. It's about doing the right thing. You have been doing the right thing, Alex. You inspired me to do the right thing. I want to inspire others to do the right thing. Let's do it. It's been enough. It's 6 years. 6 years is enough. 6 years is enough of all this lie.
None of us are safe. None of us can even go on living our lives normally. Believe me, I wish I could, folks. I want a vacation. I want to hang out. I want a watercolor. I want to eat good food. I want a mountain bike. And I can't, folks, because the people that murdered almost 3,000 of our fellow citizens are running things.
Yeah, and they probably will do it again. You got to understand, the same people, the same bankers who are in charge right now, were in charge when Hitler came into power. They started the Great Depression. They're probably going to do it here in America. The American economy is going down. They're outsourcing, insourcing our jobs. You have to understand, America is at stake. Our livelihoods, our lives, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights are at stake. We all have to stand up. And rather, it has to be now. It can't be later, because later it may be too late. The same bankers who started the Depression, who funded Hitler, the Prescott, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they're in charge right now. They're the Bilderbergers, they're the CFR, they're the Trilateral Commission. We know who they are. And now with the internet, we have so much possibilities. We have the chance to actually win, to take back what's ours, to take back what's right, and to make the wrongs right. And that's what it's about. And we all have to do that before it's too late. People have to understand, after 2008, when the Democrats come into power, it's going to get a whole lot worse than it is now. And they may put off another terrorist attack anytime, any second, and it may be your family who's affected. And I'm not going to wait around until somebody's affected, because I'm going to stand up for truth and justice. I don't want to make sure the wrongs are right. I'm going to do what needs to be done, and that's stand up for America, and that's stand up for what's right.
Amen to that, brother. Let's talk to Leon in the United Kingdom. Go ahead, Leon.
Been looking on the news, the BBC news, and I found out something about the cameras that are all around. They're putting speakers on them now so that people are actually ordered what to do, like
telescreens, 1984, Airstrip 1, yeah.
Yeah, I just find it, you know, quite interesting that they're actually putting speakers. It's just like the Big Brother show. This time they can actually talk to you from the cameras and tell you what to do.
And by the way, it's going to be AI computers. They put them in 3 years ago in select cities in England. Now they're going in nationwide. They're talking about putting 2 million cameras that shout at you. Some of them have big TV faces on them that show scary faces at you. A stern face yells at you. It scans your walk. It reads your lips. It's all going in here in the U.S. Folks, they are going for broke. Go ahead, Leon.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. But, I enjoy your show, and I just want to say keep it up.
God bless you, my friend. You keep it up over there in Airstrip 1. I was about to joke and say Leon from Airstrip 1. That's what they call England, part of the Anglo-American establishment in 1984. And sure enough, he calls in talking about, all over the country, they are putting in cameras that also shout orders at you. They're now putting them in some public schools here in the U.S. Cameras in the bathrooms are in hundreds of school districts we know of. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. Look, it's just incredible how crazy it's already gotten. Can you imagine how much nuttier it's going to get?
It's definitely going to get a whole lot nuttier. I mean, they're putting up cameras, especially in New York City, everywhere. There's police, NYPD cameras all over New York City. And Bloomberg to propose a law where we can't film a public street. I can't believe it can't get any more criminal than it is already. It can't. And we can't stand for it. We can't. We can't be surveilled, and we can't. It's disgusting.
Well, they can get a lot more criminal, and they can. I mean, I agree. We can't let it get any more criminal. But folks, let me tell you, this is how tyranny works. They get to the point they're at now. Every time it means death camps. Every time it means serious trouble. Unless at this key point we back them off.
We have to stop being complicit. We have to resist, because unless we resist, we're a part of this. We're letting it happen. And I think Dante once said, the hottest place in hell is reserved for people who remain neutral during times of crisis. Stop remaining neutral. Get out there. Do some street actions. Come out there on every 11th. Do something right. Educate somebody. And help us fundraise for the first responders. Do right.
Bottom line, folks, you're at a crossroads. And it's real simple. You better choose sides. You better choose who you're with right now. You better get off the fence, because there is no fence. The fence is laying in the middle of the road. It's the worst place to be. And I'm telling you right now, you have got to decide, do you trust this government that's lied to you, that's totally illegitimate, that funds all the terror groups? Do you trust a government that's been caught? I mean, how many Republican senators and Homeland Security deputy directors have been caught doing stuff? I mean, these people are nuts, man. They're dangerous. I mean, these are sickos. And I just don't know how to... I wish it wasn't true. I first started learning about this stuff 12, 15 years ago. I wasn't as hardcore as I was just a year ago. I mean, I learned more and more about these people, and I can't believe it. I mean, I can't believe people are like this, but they are. And I just wish we could reach the whole country. If we could, Luke, I know we could turn it around, but we're talking to millions of people right now, but it just isn't enough. We need the listeners of this show to tell everybody they know about the free podcast, the streams 24 hours a day on Infowars.com. We need to reach more people. Frankly, I wish there were more shows that were as hard-hitting as this one. Frankly, there aren't. I don't know why other people, and even our own movement, can't see it clearly for what it is.
Yeah.
I've tried to move people. I've tried to get people to get, you know, to really see the big picture. Some of them do. But we still got people in our own movement saying Roosevelt's good. I mean, you know, we got problems here, folks. And
yeah, we do have a lot of problems. Sorry to interrupt you. We do have a lot, but we have to fix those problems. And I think we all have to become leaders. We can't look upon other people to be leaders for us. We all have to be leaders. We all have to be the change we want to see in this world. And until that happens, I think we're going to be stuck. And until we become all leaders, I think that's when we really are going to become significant change.
And by leaders, folks, I mean, just get involved in anything. Just get out of the house. Turn the television off. I mean, go splash cold water on your face and you know, headbutt something. I mean, just get fired up. That's where it all starts. Let's talk to Carlos in Florida. Carlos, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
The grace and peace of Christ be with you, man. Thank
God
you
bless
so much
you.
For what you guys are doing. I'm over here in Florida trying to spread the word as much as I can. But just like you were saying, you try to wake them up, and they don't realize what's coming to them. I wanted to know, I know that your show runs through GCN. Other than through the Internet, how else can we listen to your show? People can listen
well,
to your show.
It sounds like a lot of stations, but I'm only on about 40 stations live, another 20 or so rebroadcasted, and that's dotted, you know, in Texas and Missouri and New York and Tennessee and California and Wyoming and Montana and Georgia and places like that, in Virginia. I am, like, in Austin. You can hear me on 1330 for, like, North Austin up to Waco. You can hear me on KLBJ on the weekend. But, no, I mean, where you live in Florida, I would imagine you can hear us on satellite, shortwave, and Internet, sir.
Okay. Well, another thing is I have knocked on the doors of Orlando Sheriff, the Lake County Sheriff where I live, our representative who actually signed for the stupid non-patriotic Patriot Act. And these people are, it's like talking to a wall, you know, it's like no attention whatsoever. And you know, I gave them a CD from Freedom to Fascism, information on Ron Paul. Hey, wake up, you know, our Constitution is being stepped on, spit at, and now you got Mr. Alberto Gonzalez, you know, the latest guy that says the Constitution is nothing, in other words. But thank you guys, keep on shining, and we'll talk later. Thank you.
Let me just say this, Carlos, you're not gone yet, are you?
No, I'm still here.
Listen, the energy it takes, the will it takes, compared to the average American, that you showed is exemplary. You're already in the top 1% of great patriots to go to the sheriff, to knock on doors, to walk in there and do that actually freaks them out. They act like they don't hear you, but believe me, they know deep inside, and so what you did is so important, you keep it up. Luke, I mean, that's how it starts. When did you start We Are Change?
I mean, I've been involved in the community here for about 4 years now, but we started We Are Change exactly last year, 9/11/06, last year in October, and we just brought all the young people. We brought all the people who really want to change, and we just started thinking. And out of nowhere, you know, we never expected to, you know, blow up as we did. And, you know, it's just amazing to see other people exemplify us and do what we're doing.
You don't remember me telling you it was going to blow up?
Oh, it was hard to believe, to be honest with you, but it's amazing where we're at now, and it's amazing seeing other people do it in Florida. There's two chapters of change in Florida that I also wanted to recommend to the caller right now. And you know, it's amazing seeing other people do this, and I just want people to be out there. You know, don't look up to us, exemplify us, do what we're doing, keep talking to people, keep educating people, do a street action on every 11th, and stand up for truth and justice. You know, and do the right thing instead of the stupid thing.
And number one, ask God for guidance in all you do.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's up to you. It's up to you how you want to live your life. You want to live your life with truth and love, or just misunderstanding and lies. I mean, it's up to
Luke,
you how you want to live your life.
Stay there, Mike in Pennsylvania. On the other side with Luke Radowski, then Jesse Benton from the Ron Paul campaign, another front in the fight for liberty, will be joining us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
In 1814,
we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drums. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns.
Welcome back.
There wasn't as many.
John in Canada with breaking news. Notice they announced chemical weapons had been found at the UN yesterday. Totally staged event. They had samples in there on purpose. Nine times out of ten, or even more frequently, they'll have a terror drill and then just a month later mention it was fake. They've had fake nuclear spills in Austin. They admit it's fake later. Fake bioweapon attacks they admit long before 9/11. It's all part of conditioning. They climb up in Toronto without a car with a car bomb in it. And it's just unbelievable. Let's real fast go to Joe in Canada. Joe, exactly what are they reporting and what TV station is saying this?
I'm watching it on CTV Newsnet, and apparently they shut down Toronto, the Don Valley Parkway, the most of the main arteries in Toronto so that they can get this convoy escorted out to some island or something on the coastline of the city. I was watching it on TV. I can't believe it's still not on here, but... apparently they plan on taking it out there and inspecting it and seeing if they can detonate it.
But notice they got to shut the whole city down so they can check it. Oh, man, I bet my bottom dollar that's a drill or it's nothing. Or they'll grab some teenager they provocateured into it.
Well, they've already made an arrest, some middle-aged man. I didn't catch his name. He was in his 30s. Apparently he sent 3 letter bombs previously or something. Again, I'm just catching this and watching it as it develops here.
So he'll end up being a mental patient, you know.
Yeah.
If that's even true, if you can even believe that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else, sir?
I just wanted to ask about, being a Canadian here. Do I really have to be afraid of martial law coming to Canada as much as...
Brother, you're already in it when your cops try to provocateur riots.
Yeah, that was pretty disturbing.
And, I mean, you're not as free as you think you are. I'll tell you, I mean, you're the hardest country to get mail in, even if it's FedEx or UPS. I mean, China, no problem. It's Commonwealth countries that are hard. England's kind of hard, but nothing compared to Canada. I mean, the worst countries are this. I mean, I can literally ship stuff into North Korea. I'm not joking. The worst is Canada. Next worst is Australia. Then England. Russia, China, no problem. South Africa, no problem.
That's not good to hear. Since
they read your mail.
Big order on your shop. waiting for it to come across the border right now.
See, there you go. I mean, we've almost suspended orders to Canada. We actually lose money. We'll just keep shipping until you get it. Usually takes 2 shipments to do it. It was even worse with before we had UPS, nothing made it across. They'd smash them, break them, laugh, send letters back saying it was terrorist material.
Sometimes I really wish NAFTA was about free trade, you know?
Oh, no, it's all about... I'm just telling you right now, no one has got it on Canada. I mean, we might lose 1 out of 15 packages to England. No. It's 80% don't make it through to Canada. And, I mean, you can pay the customs fees, everything. They just read your mail, brother. Period. You're under the Queen of England's full control. All right. Thank you so much. Luke Radowski, stay there. Then we're going to get Jesse Benton on 8 after. I want to come back and let Luke finish up here. And then we got Jerome Corsi popping in with some new news developments as well. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.